Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, Ken Timmerman in the Washington, D.C. area will go to the catbird seat and give us details behind geopolitical activities around this world. The main headline in our discussion with Ken today, President Trump is headed to a meeting with the Iranian President Rouhani. Now, that's not an absolute deal as of yet, but they are in the talking stages. Ken will have more details on that possible summit. Also, Ken and I will discuss the Iranian military exercise in the Persian Gulf that could affect the Straits of Hormuz and stop the flow of oil out of the Arab countries. Iran has become a threat also at the entrance to the Red Sea, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that the Israeli Defense Force will keep open the entrance to the Red Sea. And finally, I want to talk with Ken about Russia's endgame in Syria. That's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Ken Timmerman comes to these microphones in just one moment. But let me remind you, while we have a moment, about my prophecy bookstore. It's located on my website, prophecytoday.com. There are a number of items that you might be interested in, which will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. I have a 5-hour audio series that will go along with the discussion I am going to have with Ken Timmerman in a moment. It's entitled Alignment of the Nations. This 5-hour audio series will assist you in understanding how this end-time scenario will unfold at the beginning of what is referred to as the tribulation period. On this 5-hour study, I will look at the players mentioned in Bible prophecy in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, Psalm 83, and Daniel. In this study, you will understand that Iran is a major player in the end times. When this coalition of nations come together, they will have one purpose, and that's to wipe the Jewish state of Israel off the face of the earth. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. There you'll be able to purchase your copy of my 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We head north up towards Boston. We'll be actually in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We start production on a brand new DVD documentary entitled Where is the United States in Bible Prophecy? That's the most asked question that I get anytime I have a prophecy Q&A. We're going to show you the foundations of America. They may not be in Bible prophecy, but they sure have made some decisions that help the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, what about the fact that Donald Trump is headed for a summit with President Rouhani of Iran? So, Ken, there's our first issue. What about this? I don't think it's locked in totally yet. Do you think it will happen?
It's definitely not locked in at all. It's right now in the stage of advanced rumors. And, of course, the president himself has fed the rumor by saying publicly he would meet with the Iranians anytime they wanted and without preconditions. There's a tremendous debate going on inside Iran today whether they should meet with him at all. Interestingly, a top aide to the supreme leader has come out publicly and saying, we should have this meeting. It would be good to do so. Look, I am skeptical. I think there are more obstacles than there are advantages, and there's a potential downside. The president has hinted that he wants to negotiate a new nuclear agreement with the Iranians. And, of course, the president is a great negotiator. He sees himself as that. He constantly talks about it. He has called the Iran nuclear deal the worst deal ever negotiated by any American administration and prides himself on being able to negotiate a better deal. My sense is that what would be a better deal for the United States would be an unacceptable deal for the Iranian regime. So I think there are actually more obstacles in the way to this happening than there are chances of it taking place.
You know, it's interesting to me. This seems like the mode of operation for the Trump administration. If you want to talk to a crazy leader in this world, just say, hey, I'm ready to talk. Let's sit down and have a conversation. That was his mode in his foreign policy towards North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Maybe he's following the same game plan, the playbook for this one as well. Lots else to talk about as it relates to Iran. Their forces are not going to withdraw from the Israeli border there in the Golan Heights, according to the envoy from Russia, who said, we just can't force them. We can't make them to do that.
Well, that's right. And that seems to be the Russian line these days. They have decided that they're not going to put any pressure on the Iranian regime in Syria. At the same time, they are not going to restrain Israel from taking whatever military steps the Israelis feel are important to protect their own security and to prevent the Iranians from getting actually on the Golan Heights. So essentially, you've got a stalemate. You've got a stalemate with the Iranians ensconced in Syria. They have an estimated 70,000 troops, half of them Iranian Revolutionary Guards, the other half from Hezbollah, from Iraq, and from Pakistan, Pakistani and Afghani Shiites. So they have a very large physical presence in Syria. They don't want to leave the country. They see it as a way of keeping any anti-regime efforts in Iran from reaching them. In other words, fight them over there and not at home. That is their idea. The same as we used to say in the war on terror, better to fight them overseas than to fight them here inside the United States.
You know, that is a great concept as well. But Iran is not only very active there in Syria, in the Golan Heights, just north of the Israeli-Syrian border, but they're also in the area of the Persian Gulf. Now, remember, Iran does focus and has a shoreline with the Persian Gulf. But that's not as much concern as what they're doing. They're having military drills right now, exercises, and they're threatening to shut down the Straits of Hormuz, the exit point, the narrow opportunity for those tankers carrying all that oil for the rest of the world to get out. Do you think it's going to be possible for them to shut those Straits of Hormuz down, and would that cause a major war?
Well, of course they could shut them down. It's not all that difficult. Look what happened just 10 days ago in the Bab al-Mandeb, which is the strait in between Yemen going into the Red Sea. It's a much wider strait, by the way, several times wider than the Strait of Hormuz, and all the Houthi rebels in Yemen had to do was fire a couple of missiles at two Saudi oil tankers, and the Saudis said, uh-oh, we're not going to send our oil through there, put it at risk from getting hit. So they essentially shut down about 4.5 million barrels a day of oil. Israel, by the way, has said that they will open up the Strait of the Bab al-Mandeb if the Houthis continue to fire on oil traffic, and they would join an international coalition to do so. The Strait of Hormuz is far more important, at least four times as much oil, over 18 million barrels a day go through the Strait of Hormuz, and the Iranians are taking the position that if the United States imposes an embargo of sorts on our oil exports, so we can't export our oil through the Strait of Hormuz, then nobody will be able to use the Strait of Hormuz for the export of oil. That is their official position. Now, Jimmy, let's walk this back just a little bit. The Iranians have said this many times in the past, okay? They have repeatedly threatened to block the Strait of Hormuz. What I think is going to be interesting to watch are these military exercises that you mentioned. How close, if at all, will they get to U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf and in the Strait? Will they take a confrontational position as they have during the Obama administration? Or will they continue their sort of military stand down with the United States? President Trump tweeted out, don't forget, 2 weeks ago that the Iranians have not attacked or confronted a U.S. naval warship since August of 2017, since basically, shortly after he took office. So the Iranians have really backed down a lot. They had 32 encounters with U.S. warships in the last year of Obama. They've really stepped down a lot. I think they're worried that this president is going to be a lot tougher to deal with. And that's also why I think they are really unlikely to agree to a summit meeting with him.
Yeah, because the president of Iran, Rouhani, by direction of the Supreme Council, who is the major leading force there in Iran politically, would most likely, as you say, not allow that to take place. Interesting note, though, just this sidebar for a moment, the entrance to the Red Sea is key to Syria, Jordan, Israel, and Egypt. And it may not be as important as the Straits of Hormuz, I agree with that, but it's very much concerning for those four Middle Eastern states that I talked about. Talk to me about Russia's end game. I read a very interesting article that said the end game for Russia in Syria was possibly the opportunity for Iran to say, hey, we want the Ukraine, and we want to take care of that. But Russia wants the Ukraine, and they've got a piece of it already, Crimea. Could that be a part of the end game for Russia there in Syria?
Well, I think what you're seeing, really, is a basically a chess game by Putin. The U.S. and Israel have both said to Russia they'd like Russian help in restraining Iran in Syria, in getting Iran to back away from the border. The Israelis want them back 85 kilometers, well over 50 miles, and the Iranians have said no. And the Russians eventually, as we said at the top of the broadcast, said, well, we can't really pressure the Iranians in Syria. They're here for their own reasons. Well, what Putin really wants is the U.S. to back off on Ukraine and to back off the sanctions on Ukraine. So this would be the deal that he is likely to seek, is we'll get the Iranians out of Syria if you lift the sanctions against us because of the occupation of eastern Ukraine. I don't think those conditions are acceptable to the Trump administration. Obviously, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see. You've been using that phrase a lot. You got that, I think, from President Trump. We'll just have to see. But that is the truth. However, as you read the prophetic passages of God's word, you see how all these political activities we're talking about with Ken here are helping us understand much better how this world is coming together to fulfill those prophetic passages. And Ken, you are a major player in helping us to understand these current events. I'm so grateful that you give us some time when you can just have to clear your schedule for a moment and be with us. Thank you so much, my good friend.
Thanks so much, Jimmy.
Very up-to-date report from Ken Timmerman. You know, the Iranian-United States summit between Trump and Rouhani is not absolute that it will take place, but both sides are in the talking stages right now, and as Ken called it, advance rumor. Remember, Trump withdrew from the Iranian nuclear deal, and Iran wants to restore that deal. Well, President Trump says that is possible. Let's make a deal. And that comes from the great deal maker. However, past history with the Iranian leadership says not so quickly. You know, the question has to be, how can you deal with a nation who is committed to wiping the Jewish state of Israel off the face of the earth and forgetting her name forever? That's in Bible prophecy over in Psalm 83 and verse 4. You must also remember that Iran has an eschatology, their philosophy of the end times, that says the Messiah will come to power in Iran and set up a worldwide caliphate, a kingdom. But there are two problems to that scenario. Iran's Messiah will be a false Messiah, and Bible prophecy says that Iran will be wiped out, not Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining me on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.